BBC Caribbean Report.
The St. Lucia Labour Party about to take up its second term of office. Campaign funding and what those who back political parties want becomes an election issue in part of Spain, and an Antiguan probe told that health funds were misdirected. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Rest and reflection was the recipe for St. Lucians today as defined by the victorious Labour Party. Preliminary results from yesterday's general elections give the SLP 14 of the 17 parliamentary seats. The other three went to the opposition United Workers Party. Prime Minister Kenny Anthony, who declared Tuesday a national holiday, said the country had spoken and it was a time for renewal. Pete Ninval reports from Castries.
Jubilant supporters swarmed into the streets last night when it became clear that Labour was in for a second term. But even in the heat of the excitement, the cold statistics gave reason for reflection. Some of the battles were relatively close calls, like the one in the Groseillers constituency, where incumbent Mario Michel was returned for a second term.
It's good to be reaffirmed, for the people of Groseillers to have reaffirmed their confidence in me, in the face of a determined challenge.
Mr. Michel's Groseillers constituency was one of several affected by low voter turnout. However, incumbent MP for Castries South East, Manisa Rambali, believes it wasn't Labour supporters